What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, I know we're a day late with it. We had some things come up yesterday, but now we can officially get into Can We Say That? David.
Gentlemen.
No.
Super Bowl is happening this week. Roger Goodell spoke to the people. Can we say that within the next three seasons, there will be an 18-game schedule?
Yes.
Goodell came out and said they didn't talk about it formally, but they've had informal discussions.
Yes. Mortal lock. Just continuing to oversaturate and ruin the sport we love. Yes.
Yeah, sadly, yeah. 2027 will be the first year.
And guess what? The Super Bowl will be after President's Day. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're going to stretch this thing with an extra bye week and an 18-game schedule. They will essentially get to the end of February.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're in that, the NFC Championship game would have been, what, last weekend or this weekend?
Then, all right, with the extra bye week,
yeah.
Then they have the bye week between the end of the regular season and the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's a joke.
Can we say that the NFL just really needs to stop this? Because the Eagles have said, we'll do it, but it's not going to be a home game. Eagles, Rams are scheduled to play in Australia, not this season, but next season.
2026, right?
Yes. Yeah. Eagles said, guys, we did the Brazil thing. We lost the home game. We're not doing this again. You want us to go there, you're going to have to give it to the Rams. Is the NFL, can we just say the NFL is just going too far with all of these?
No. You can't until something is proven wrong. This is twice this season. Boomer Esiason has said it on the show. I do with him. There's going to be a division in Europe by 2028. A division. I said, Boomer, lay off the crack. He goes, at a minimum, there will be a full-time team in the NFL in Europe. But his belief is a division.
So
this
36 teams.
It's fugazi. And if I'm the Eagles, I'm with you. Tell you what, won't be on the plane. You schedule the game. We won't be there. And I'd very publicly state it. What's the NFL going to do?
I think it coincides with the 18-game schedule. There'll be a division there, so everybody. It won't be like, oh, well, I don't know if we'll play this year. No, everyone will get a chance to play every other year over there for that division.
Oh, yes. What a blessing. Kenny Cott live in Stuttgart.
News came out last night. Can we say that Cooper Kupp, Rams wide receiver, will be traded to one of these five teams?
All right.
David, your Steelers?
No.
Cowboys, Ravens, Broncos, or Bills?
Broncos. That feels right. A, it's in the AFC. B, Sean Payton, mad scientist. And they need a number two to Sutton. See, I don't think Kupp at this point in his career is a one.
No.
But I think he'd be a good two, right? Mm-hmm. If you go to Baltimore, it's really a pair of number twos with Zay and him.
See, yeah. I was thinking Buffalo because while he's not a number one, they expect Keon Coleman to hopefully take the step up to be the number one. And yeah, he can.
The problem I have, David, is Buffalo's need really is defense.
Oh, I hear you.
I
do.
I would say Denver for me. But, yeah, he's gone.
And they have money because all that dead cap is going to be gone. So,
Mike, this is for you.
Okay.
Statement from the NFL Head of Referee Association.
Scott Green.
It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team.
Okay.
Can we say, based off of everything that's been going on with baseball and all the other improprieties and these conspiracy theories, this may be the best ref game ever in this Super Bowl? Because all eyes are on them.
Yes, but here's my thing for Scott. You remember the movie Get Out?
Yes.
Where they put the kid in the chair and he's forced to watch the TV? Mm-hmm. I want to put Scott in that chair and make him watch these calls on loop.
To the sunken place?
Yeah. And then David will sit there with a teacup and just swirl it around. I mean, I'm being straight with you. Scott, it's not preposterous when you look at the visual evidence. There's a preponderance of evidence that suggests the league is a vested interest in the Chiefs, which they do. And the Chiefs being good with Taylor Swift attached to them makes the league more money. Sorry, Scott. Seriously, if Scott's that confident, you know what they ought to do? Put the calls up on the big screen while Scott's on stage. Go ahead. Preposterous?
See, go ahead, David.
No, I was going to say, Scott's wrong. It isn't about 17 officiating crews colluding. It's about one league. A mandate from one league coming down and colluding and telling them what to do.
That's right. It's no different than a government office. They take the orders from the White House and do what they do.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because, see, I think that this is going to be a game. This may be the longest Super Bowl in history, time-wise, because every controversial call, you're going to see them gathering up, and they're going to be waiting for that eye in the sky with the instructions. If you guys feel your pager, call was wrong, just reverse it. Trust me on this. We don't want to look bad. Okay? Just go out there and say, sorry, we're picking up the flag. No foul, no face mask, no anything like that. I think that's what's going to happen in this game. Let's stick with the Super Bowl and the Chiefs. Mike, this one's for you. Going to have a little fun. Can we say that maybe we saw an omen for the Chiefs this past weekend when Taylor Swift got shut out of the Grammys? Didn't win anything. She was up for a lot and walked away with nada. Can we say that maybe this was a precursor to what we'll see in the Super Bowl?
No. I love where your head is at, but no. But hold on. Isn't the way that the Grammys work, isn't it like record labels get together in the media and they're like, hey, I'll vote for you if you vote for me? I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, isn't that
apparently there's new, they're, basically, they're saying, hey, we know that people said it was rigged because The Weeknd came out and has been boycotting them, saying, you guys need to make this transparent. And they said that we will. But Taylor Swift, nothing.
This just means she can't have back-to-back losing weekends.
That's right.
It's over.
That's right. It's the up-down theory, Kenny.
The up-down theory with Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Can we say that Andy Reid is making the right decision? He's already said he's coming back for another season to coach the Chiefs.
I'll say no. I think if he wins, walk. Again, that's for me. I mean, why stay for one more year? Now, if they lose, come back for one more, try to get another. But, you know, at a certain point, is there more to your life than this, or is this it for you? Like, come on, man.
See, I hear you. But I think they're going to win. So,
oh boy,
I think that's why he returns, because he wants to try to make history of winning four in a row.
I hate the fact that you're right.
Yeah,
like I don't have a lot of football reasons. I just feel like they're going to win because things and stuff. and calls and Taylor.
Couple NBA questions.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can we say that Jimmy Butler won't play another game this season?
I don't know what to do. You read reports today, the Suns are all in on Jimmy Butler. I can't understand. You realize Jimmy Butler, he's a good player, all right? But I don't think Jimmy Butler's ever been one of the top 10 guys in the league. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Jimmy Butler's already made over $400 million in his life. He's got a player option next year for $52.8 million. You got yourself to Miami. You're mad at Miami because they wouldn't give you more money at age 35, 36, 37. And now Jimmy Butler has self-sabotaged his own trade market to try to get to Phoenix. I wish I could say yes, he won't play and Riles will be that spiteful. The problem is it could trigger an even bigger spite store where Jimmy Butler then goes, okay, I see your spite and I raise you my player option. I'm going to say something happens because, I don't know, it's FUBAR. I got nothing. The whole thing is nasty.
All right.
Am I wrong, David?
You're not wrong. He's going to play.
Okay.
He's going to be forced.
Can we say, and I'll give you the name of the player in a second, can we say that this person may be the biggest hypocrite in sports? Here's the quote, and then I'll give you the name of the player.
Sure.
Talking about the NBA. Players are held to a different standard of loyalty. Can we say that Kevin Durant may be one of the biggest hypocrites in sports?
100%. He's always wanted to have his cake and eat it too. I mean, that's an unbelievable comment from Kevin Durant. Remarkable.
Yeah, that's crazy. Kevin Durant can't make that comment.
All right, and finally, can we say that despite everything that you've heard in the media, the Dallas Mavericks won the trade?
Short term, yes, because this year, with Luka not playing, they weren't going anywhere. They had AD and Christie. I think they're gonna make a run in the playoffs. Now, long term, I would never be able to answer it. If Luka gets angry and changes his life and gets in shape, they'll pay dearly. But Rico, short term, they're one of the three best teams in the West. When you really look at that lineup and you look at how it's all put together, yeah, short term, yes. Long term,
still yet to be determined.
Yeah, because again, what if Luka just balloons up to 285? You got to ask yourself, how much did they hate this guy to make that deal? We'll get to some of that later.
That is Can We Say That? 97.1.